All right, we're back. Mike G, Mike T.
What's up?
Talking about your favorite memory from high school. What was your favorite memory from high school?
I wasn't a big fan of high school. I don't have a favorite memory.
You don't have a favorite memory from high school?
No.
Okay. Do you have your worst memory from high school? But let me ask you, have you ever...
Can we do just school in general? Like, did you, just middle school?
Cause did, you ever, school was... did you ever poo your pants in high school class?
No, not in high school, no.
Okay.
Have you shit yourself in high school?
This is interviews for you, buddy. So, what do you think about school in general?
I think it's a necessary evil.
What?
It's a necessary evil. I think it's good, but it's awful.
You didn't learn anything?
That's what I'm saying. It's a necessary evil. Like, it's stupid, but you got to do it, and it's necessary.
So you weren't popular?
I was not popular.
Okay. You know, that's the most important thing in high school is to be popular and pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what did you do in high school? What sports did you play?
Just soccer.
Just soccer?
Yeah. Okay. Why is this about me? Why isn't this about you?
Because I'm asking you about how you got involved in coaching. I didn't really preface it that much, but yeah. So, all right. So you played soccer in high school, and then how did you become a top-level weightlifting coach at Sweat Angel Fitness? Where's the in-between?
I hustled my ass off and took USAW seminar, and I loved weightlifting, so thought it was a passion, and started working with weightlifters more and more and refining my skills and other people's skills and everything like that.
So maybe I use the term top level weightlifting coach, but you're on your way up. So what did you have a couple of your athletes do a meet this past weekend? What was the meet?
Yeah, so we did the Liberty Barbell Classic in Center City, Philly. It was a blast. We had four athletes actually go, but we probably had four more actually train for it.
What was the one you guys did before that?
We did the Frank Spellman Classic at Garage Strength.
Yeah, you said there's a couple animals up there too, right? Yeah,
they have a couple national level lifters that are setting youth and national records. So
what's your goal as an Olympic weightlifting coach?
It's not necessarily to have my lifters set records or anything like that, but improve their quality of movement and everything, and definitely get them stronger for everything, life, CrossFit and weightlifting and everything else like that. So it's cool when they're really freaking awesome at weightlifting, but that's not necessarily like a need. Like, you don't have to be great at weightlifting.
Right. Well,
work with athletes that are.
So what's some advice that you would give an intermediate, like, beginner weightlifter looking to get, like, involved in the sport, or just kind of use it, you know, to stay in shape?
I say stick to the basics. So obviously snatch, clean, jerk, back squat, things like that. So you don't necessarily need to hit like five sets of three, high hang snatch. Like, that stuff's necessary, but really stick to the basics and get the basics down, and then you can worry about all the really nitty gritty.
So put as much weight on the bar as possible.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
And always lift with your back, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then make sure you hit 100% every time you lift, and never go over 100%.
All right, that was, don't listen to that, guys. That was all a joke right there. But for real, so you want to make sure that you're hitting, mastering the basics with little to no weight, and then sort of loading from there, right?
Right.
Is like raw strength or speed more important?
Yes.
Okay, great answer.
So I myself, I'm pretty fast, but I'm not very strong.
You're handsome. Stop it.
And I find that holds me back, but I also have athletes that are really freaking strong and can back squat 500 pounds, but they can't clean very much.
Yeah, I know what that feels like.
It's just, there has to be a nice bounce between the two of them.
So let's talk about one of your guys in general here. We got John that works out with us. How old is John again?
John is 17.
Now, John's pretty slow, right?
John's really fast.
John's really fast. And he used to not be as strong, right?
Yes.
So what happened on your program
that
you wrote for him?
He ate all the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, so that helped. But no, we just stuck to the basics and a lot of percentage work, a lot of back squatting, a lot of front squatting, a lot of pressing, jerking, just the really basic things. And probably over the course of a year, he put on Shit, probably 70, 80 pounds on his clean and jerk and right. snatch.
So we're talking not kilos, but pounds. Like when he started, not to put John out there and everything, but it was just pretty amazing to watch like a kid from like 16 to like 17 years old. Like his clean and jerk max was like 265 before right. yep. pounds. And then what he hit in training or the meet.
So he hit 150 in training and 147 in a meet, which is pretty damn close. So he
kilos.
Hit about
yeah.
320 pounds, more or less. In training and pretty damn close to that in a meet.
So like a 50-pound increase in a clean and jerk right. within a year. Right. It's crazy. And then the snatch, too. He was always pretty good at snatching. And then what did he came in with probably like 100 kilo or like 220, 225-pound snatch. And right. then what did he hit in training?
He hit 265, so 120, which is what his old clean and jerk was.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty incredible. So, I mean, he's obviously, you know, like an outlier, like somebody who's just sort of really fell in love with the sport. But as far as some of your more novice or intermediate athletes, I mean, you know, they've hit some pretty impressive improvements too, right?
Yeah, so I have one athlete, throw her out there, Kat, who she was a little hesitant about the weightlifting meet and everything else like that, but after talking to her and actually having her do the meet, she is probably going to stick with it, or at least that's what it sounds like. And so she's actually signed up for a second meet now already, and she's going to start training for that. But she's hungry, to say the least. She hit two PRs. In the CrossFit world, they would be PRs, but in the weightlifting world, they weren't counted just because she didn't lock her arms out and all kinds of other technical stuff. So. Yeah, I mean, she seems really hungry, and she wants to get stronger, and she wants to improve her lifts and everything like that. So,
all right, cool, man. I mean, so is there anything else you want to leave any of the listeners with? Any tips on weightlifting? What's the if you had to tell them one thing to help to make them a better weightlifter today, what would it be? Like one like secret?
I think work on the prerequisites. So like. For the snatch, make sure you have a strong overhead squat or a strong overhead squat position. For like the clean, make sure you can back squat and front squat and do all those things. And for the jerk, obviously, make sure you have a strong overhead position. So like really sticking to the basics, squatting a lot and overhead squatting for the snatch and making sure you can strict press and push press and do all these other things that kind of lead up to your more dynamic movements.
So, okay, cool. So, you got anything coming up, Mike, that you want to let people know about?
Yes. Yeah, so, we have some things in the working. Definitely are going to do a weightlifting seminar, so go over clean and jerk and snatch and some other smaller things in weightlifting and everything like that. And then a weightlifting meet sometime in September as well. So, the seminar will be before the meet, and then the meet will be unsanctioned, so anybody can come and lift it. And just have some fun and lift some heavy weights with some fun people and everything.
And all that'll be scheduled to be here at Sweat Angel, right?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. So, all right, thanks for your time. And if you guys want to get in touch with Mike, you can – how do we reach you?
Facebook,
Instagram. Facebook, the Instagram. So, what?
Mike Ole Tillinghast. Don't even – it's – so M. Tilling, I believe. I don't even know what my Instagram name is.
You don't even know what your – it's called your handle, right?
Just look me up.
Yeah, look him up. Or just reach out to us at through our Sweat Angel Instagram or Facebook or webs, whatever. You guys know how to do it. So, all right. Catch you next time. See you.
See you.